The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today on the Dana Cortez Show podcast, we're going to talk about the scariest moments of your life. Have you ever thought you might die? Have you ever been really afraid that something terrible could happen to you? It happened to me over the weekend.
That little hotel stay has like really made a mark on you.
Well, I think that the man trying to break in, you know, scared me. And the craziest part about the whole incident is that I didn't want any of you to be scared. So I was pretending I wasn't scared.
I could tell you were scared when I was talking to you on the phone.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that inside the podcast. Plus, scientists say people will eventually be able to breathe through our butts.
Facts.
We'll explore that conversation. And Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle blew up.
Ooh.
Explosive.
West Coast.
Let's begin the podcast now. My mom told me something during this family trip that I just took. The one I almost got killed. But I lived. It was good. It was a good trip. She told me something that made me extremely sad. And I'll tell you what it is now. Because I think maybe your parents do the same thing. It's the Dana Cortez Show on your Wednesday. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So, you know, I explained a little bit about the scariness, what happened. We're going to talk about it later on inside the show. Somebody knocked on my motel door, tried to come in.
Tried to let themselves in.
Yeah, it was scary. But other than that, it was a really good trip. And you have to understand, with my family, a good trip is rare. A good visit is one in a million because we're crazy. But my mom looked at me and she's like, Mija, I love you so much. I've missed you. You look so good, which is code for you're fat. My mom likes it when I'm chubby. My abuelita, my nana who raised me, always liked it when I was chubby. Ooh. Because in her mind, like the way they grew up, when you're skinny, is you're poor. You don't got food. And so when she said, you look so good, I said, no.
Oh, no.
And it's because the COVID got me. I'm 10 pounds bigger than
where I
was.
Don't blame the COVID, dog. Don't blame the COVID.
Blame the ice cream.
Blame the ice cream.
Blame the ice cream.
Because that's what I'm blaming, too.
Hey, take ownership of the bad habits. That's funny.
See, when my mom sees me, she'll just straight up be like, hey, you are looking a little chubs.
Oh. Automatically say, no, your mom does. My mother-in-law, well, Mama Maddox,
like,
she's
my mom
honest.
Will hit me with like the truth.
Really? My mom constantly reminds me that she's still working out. So she'd be like, oh yeah, I just left yoga. Oh yeah, just left water aerobics. What are you doing?
My mom will be like, hey, you got to be on camera. You better do something about that.
No, my mom thinks the rounder the face, the better. Oh. I don't get it. Anyway, and you're right. I'm going to own up to it. The fact is that I've been eating ice cream every weekend since the pandemic. It's only been 2 weeks that I stopped eating ice cream every weekend, and I'm done. We're working out. I promise you. At least this week. National Day, Anthony A.
well, you know what? Not even today. We'll start off with National Devil's Food Cake. How about that?
Gee, no. I just told
you. We got to stop with the desserts.
But, oh, no. We're going to keep the desserts going. We'll wrap it up on National Juice Slushy Day.
Okay. Is it just me or did anybody ever pull up to the convenience store, grab that slushy, go home and put a little liquor in it?
Hell yeah.
Spike it. Okay, what's the best liquor to put in the slushy?
Vodka.
Oh.
Because it doesn't really like have that like doesn't change the taste that much.
All right, automatic vodka?
We would go with like a rum and then like a Sunkist kind of slushy, like an orange slushy.
That does sound kind of good.
That
though.
Sounds kind of very islandy.
Yeah, a little hangover in a glass right there.
I know, all that sugar.
Sugar. What's your favorite alcohol to toss in that slushy? Hit us on social media. Follow us, Dana Cortez Show, all social media platforms. And remember, we got your Down in the DM rewind coming up after this. You missed yesterday's. We'll replay it next. New one next hour. Welcome to Wednesday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the radio on, I was in the middle of telling the story that happened. A man tried to enter my room, and it was scary. And I tried to play it off because I didn't want anybody to worry about me. But I walked into this motel with my mom, and she talked to me for a couple of seconds. And then she left, and I immediately called my husband, DJ Automatic. And while I'm on the phone with him, and I had him on speakerphone. I don't know if anybody, I don't really talk like with my ear to the phone anymore.
Dang. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's scary, like walking around. Yeah,
I'd walking around, whatever, and I had the phone plugged up, and all of a sudden I hear a knock. And I think, oh, my mom must have forgot something. This is not 30 seconds after she left. I'm on the phone with Otto. And I almost just opened the door. I reached for the latch. I said, hold up just a minute. My mom would have said, Mija, you know, hey, Dana or something. So I said, who is it? And I looked at the peephole and I didn't see anybody. And then I said, who is it? And the man says, hey, it's your friend. I want to talk to you.
Oh, creepy.
Creepy. And Otto heard him because he's, again, on speakerphone. I said, sir, you have the wrong room. And he just knocks again. He's like, no, I want to get to know you. I want to be your friend. Just weird. I said,
and then Dana says once again, no, thank you.
I said, no, thank you. You need to leave. And he keeps going on and on.
Ooh, I'm picking up that one movie where he's like, put the lotion in the bucket.
Yes.
Rubs the lotion, put the lotion on your skin or else it gets the hose again.
And so Otto just says, who is I? I said, I don't know. You know, I'm here alone in this room. And he said, hey, hang up and call the front office. So I did that. I called the front office. The man is still outside. The front office says, I'm calling police. I want you to hang up with me and do the same. I call 911. And the dispatcher, I just want to thank whoever it was because she stayed on with me the whole time.
Which was not a good thing for me because I kept calling my wife over and over and over again. And when you're on the phone with 911, your phone just goes to voicemail.
Yeah.
So all
I didn't know. He thought I called the front office.
Dana didn't even tell me she was going to stay at the hotel. I thought she was staying with family. And so I didn't know what hotel she was at. I can't call the front office to say, hey, there's something going on. I'm just calling her phone over and over and over again. And it's going to voicemail. So in my head, I'm like, my wife is being ripped and killed right now. And there's nothing I can do. So I start calling everybody in the family. I'm like, what hotel was Dana at? We need to get a hold of her. I cause this humongous uproar amongst everyone because I'm freaking out.
And at that moment, I did feel very afraid because he wouldn't leave. And he kept trying to get in the room. And he wasn't like banging, but it was creepy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, hey, what are you? And I'm by myself.
The only thing more intense than that is automatic verse himself.
I know.
Automatic over here.
Dude, I was legit freaked out.
Of course. I mean, you're my husband. You don't know what's going on. So
and there's
anyway,
nothing you can do.
Nothing. So police came. Luckily, everything, you know, the situation was diffused. The man goes to his room. He goes inside. Obviously, he was very inebriated. Next day,
that
we end up
drunk.
Seeing him. Yeah, that means drunk. Sorry, that's a big word. Next day, he saw my mom, and he was so embarrassed. He went inside the room and closed the door. I think he was just somebody who saw me by myself and thought, let me shoot my shot with this lady.
But imagine if he might have cracked that door open. He pushed his way into the room. What
no, you're right.
Happened?
You never know. You never know. You should always be vigilant and aware of your surroundings, which, by the way, I never am. I didn't see the man. My mother and my stepdad did. They noticed him right away. They were able to describe him, give his description to the officers. Ladies, you know we're supposed to do that, so
let's just go with the latter. Maybe he was just literally just too drunk and got the rooms mixed up with his other friend.
No. He was saying, hey, no. What's up, baby? No. He wanted in the room. But I had a frightful moment, and I know everybody in this room has had.
Well,
something happened.
I mean, because you're like fearing for your life is a scary thing. I've never been in a situation like that. And also, like your situation that you're describing to me makes me think a lot about like what women go through on a daily.
Every day.
Like, it's scary for us men, like me and Automatic. We don't ever have to worry about like when we go putting gas, like somebody like kidnapping.
I
want to
say something. When I hear men say, ladies, y'all got it so easy. You literally teach your daughters to be weary of men. Don't ever say that.
That's gnarly, dog. And like for me, like, see, the only thing I could make, the last time I really feared for my life was I was caught in a snowstorm in northern New Mexico and I had to drive like 29 miles and it took me like 2 hours, dog. And I just remember like the only way I could stay on the road was like the little side grooves.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just so worried because there was like a hell of semis passing by and stuff like
and
that.
And you're in a little car
and you couldn't see over like past your hood. So it was just like 2 hours of that. And at that point, I was like, I'm going to die, bro.
You seen the movie Misery?
No.
Where you go, luckily you didn't. You didn't read that book. He goes over the edge in the snow and it's some scary stuff right there.
That's just a Mexican in a snowstorm right there because that's like a normal weekday in Minnesota right there. The last time I was fearful for my life, I've been shot at, I've been stabbed,
That's how I figured out who Automatic was. We had two DJs. I'm like, oh, the white guy, he got stabbed anyway.
Oh, wow, you got stabbed?
Yeah, but the most fearful for my life I've ever been is when I got electrocuted by the drying machine.
The dryer in our house.
Oh, yeah, as an adult.
Yes. 220 watts of electricity running through your body is no joke. I know it's funny now, but I'll tell you, when I was like being electrocuted, I was like, I literally thought, you're going to die.
Let me tell you something. Anybody who understands voltage and wattage and all that knows that you could have died.
I literally got stuck in the middle of the Rio Grande. I was more afraid of dying from electricity than I was from anything else.
And I didn't know how dangerous that was. And the only thing I asked was, did you break the dryer?
Literally. That's the first thing she said to me. As I'm sitting there on the ground shaking, she tells me, did you break that dryer?
Share your scariest stories with us. Have you ever been in fear for your life? Send me a voice message on social media at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I've been getting a lot of those on DMs. We are enjoying them. We'll be right back after this. Okay, so I'm going to begin today's WTF story with a man who's been charged with his wife's murder. illegally casting her ballot for Trump because he told officials, I just thought I'd give him another vote.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so how did they even figure this out? It's because a county clerk, she knew something was strange. Last fall, she saw a mail-in ballot arrive from a woman named Suzanne Morphew, and the woman had been missing since May. See, there were posters all over town looking for the missing woman. Lori Mitchell, she's the clerk, recorder in Chaffee County, a Colorado community, about 20,000 people. She said, I knew that this woman was, you know, the police were looking for her. So how in the world could she cast her ballot for Trump? That led police to her husband, and then investigators figured out he was the one who killed his wife in the first place.
Whoa. Oh. So this guy outed himself just to vote for Trump?
He's stupid, Big Lee.
Well, I got one that might top this.
All right, automatic.
A woman in Germany faked her own wedding just to make her ex jealous. 3 months after breaking up with the guy, she posted a bunch of wedding photos on her Instagram wearing a big white dress. And, you know, basically going all out. The 24-year-old, she rented a luxury hotel, hired a photographer, and an actor to play the groom.
What? How does a 24-year-old have that kind of money? That's a lot of money on a fake wedding.
Well, it worked. Her ex got super jealous and accused her of cheating while they were together. She actually made a TikTok video of it, and it's going viral.
Oh, my gosh. Well, does he want to get back together now that he knows it was just a facade?
She just wanted to make him jealous.
Dang, dog. Shout out to the free cake.
Where's the invite, chick?
Oh, man. I'm going to do a little bit more serious route, guys. Because, you know, recently the ventilator shortage going around the world.
That's a serious thing.
Thank God to science, they're developing a new way for us to get through without ventilators in case another pandemic comes back around. And we will start from the rear. Scientists found a way to make rats breathe through their butt.
So
they actually, scientists in Japan actually squirted a liquid oxygen concoction up their rear end and learned that it helped keep their organs working and functional. They hope that maybe down the road this could replace ventilators if needed. So
people,
guys, don't worry.
Will be breathing through our butts.
Yeah,
I know how to breathe out.
Talk about needing a breath mint.
Holy Jesus! What is that? The
f-
is that?
That's your WTF stories for today. Go talk about these to your friends, all right? We'll be back with more in less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
T.I. and his wife, Tiny Harris, are now officially under investigation by LAPD. I'll tell you why. We've got inside scoop on his story and more, because it's time for the Daily Dirt. The best gossip, Anthony A. Let's get it started with famous people's birthdays.
Shoot. Bob Boy JB celebrating his birthday. We also have Yo Gotti celebrating his birthday. Sam Smith, Marshmallow, and JoJo Siwa celebrating her birthday.
All right, so Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle blew up. And now her website, Goop, is being sued.
What?
So people might not know who Gwyneth Paltrow is. She used to be married to Chris Martin, who is in a band called Coldplay, which is Jay-Z's favorite band. Ho! So Jay-Z and Beyonce used to hang out with Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
Okay. Gwyneth has this website called Goop, and for some reason, they made a candle that smells like her vajayjay. What his man said, I bought it back in January. I didn't light it till February. I don't know. Maybe he was spending a night alone for Valentine's Day with Gwyneth Paltrow's candle. Who knows? 2 hours later, it became engulfed in flames and exploded.
Explosive. She got that fire starter.
Fire.
Anyway, Goop denies that there's anything wrong with the candles. We'll keep you updated on this story. Let's go on to talk about Khloe Kardashian's man, Tristan Thompson. He's back in news because he filed documents seeking a default judgment for $100,000 from Kimberly Alexander, who claimed he fathered her child. Well, DNA tests proved her wrong. She still won't stop talking about him. And he says, look, you're ruining my reputation. I'm a proud father of 2 children. I would never deny a child. Pay me.
Pay him. Because at this point, it's like slander to his name. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it is.
Dude, you are who you are, bro. Like, you got put on the map because you were cheating, dog. Like, nobody remembers you from your basketball ability. You're the guy who cheated on your wife, so therefore, you got to kind of live with it.
But at the same time, you can't just go around making up stuff saying that, you know, you're pregnant from an NBA basketball player and think there's going to be no repercussions.
Well, most NBA basketball players wanted to just go away. He wants his $100,000. And here's another thing. He's not known for cheating on Khloe. He's known for cheating on his pregnant girl. girlfriend with Chloe and then cheating on Chloe.
Oh,
what
nice.
About the two girls he walked out of the New York club with when he was with Chloe?
That's who he cheated on the third time with Chloe.
I guess he's a cheater.
All better stats than his NBA performance.
All right, now this is a serious topic. T.I. and his wife, Tiny Harris, are under investigation by LAPD following a sexual assault and drug allegation. An anonymous woman spoke with detectives virtually last month, claiming the couple assaulted her in 2005. An additional woman, Rachel Jinks, filed a police report earlier this month in Las Vegas. We do not know at this time if Las Vegas police has picked up charges yet, but it looks like, I mean, authorities are taking this seriously and they're moving forward. All production involving T.I. and Tiny and the reality show has been halted.
So you're trying to tell me that T.I. and Tiny are kind of like on like some R. Kelly kind of stuff where they're actually like...
No, they're not taking children. R. Kelly's a pedophile. They were taking women and drugging them, allegedly holding them against their will. These women would wake up and figure out the things that happened to them that they had not agreed to, according to their reports.
How many women are there?
So far, two.
Man, that's just terrible for everyone involved.
Oh, absolutely. We'll keep you updated as the story develops. Back with more to show after this. That's today's Daily Dirt. It's the best gossip. Almost every one of my friends is looking for a new home. I need a new home. I'm looking for a house. I'm doing a house hunting online. You know, you go to Zillow and all those apps. There's one common regret that every new home buyer has. In fact, there's a study just conducted, millennials, and 64% of them who just bought a home said they have this one great regret. I'll share it with you right now so you don't make the same mistake. It's time for In Case You Missed It, three of the biggest stories we know you want to know. All right, DJ Automatic, let's go.
Well, if you're working those long hours to try to buy that new house, it might be killing you. A new report from the World Health Organization says long work hours are almost killing us. A global study finds people who work at least 55 hours a week are 35% more likely to die of a stroke and are 17% more likely to die of a heart attack.
When you said that, I just think about all the young people that I've met recently that have had strokes. And we're all working. You got to work hard. You got to work hard. That's not true. Working hard doesn't always mean success. Working smart and opportunity does.
And if you are a middle-aged man, you are in the highest risk age group. So
call your dad, ladies. Well, call your dad, guys.
The thing is we got to stop living to work and work to live. I mean, that's a note to self.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, but we do that here, though. I mean, automatically, you're saying that.
I know. I work way more than 55 hours a week.
I think all of us in this room do.
Yeah. And I've kind of made it like in my head over the past. I got in a car accident. Was it like 2017?
I remember that, Anthony. I remember when it happened.
I think when I was driving, my mind wasn't on like the road. It was on work. And after that moment for me, I was like, yo, you really got to like stop and get this stuff together.
I've never had a car accident. And we were working so many hours. And Otto had just had a huge conversation with me saying, Dane, you need to slow down. You're stressed over nothing. You're constantly talking about, you know, whatever. I had an accident on the way to work.
Yeah.
I hit somebody and I was doing like 10 miles an hour. I just was, my mind was everywhere but the road.
I'm always at work, so I can't get in an accident.
All right, Anthony, what did you find?
You're also very, you have emotional swings.
What do you mean? Too.
Mood swings? Yeah.
Because I'm always tired.
See that right there? That's not how
he yells at it.
Cut down some hours right there, big dog. Now, in case you missed it, YouTube plans to pay over $100 million to content creators who use their app YouTube Shorts, which is the app's TikTok competitor. And this is just encouraging people to pick up YouTube Shorts and put down TikTok. So, Dana Cortez, you're an avid TikToker. Are you going to be making a switch over to YouTube Shorts and trying to get that Skrilla?
Well, first of all, avid TikToker is a stretch. I don't think I've made a video in over a week. But if they're going to pay me to go to YouTube Shorts, I can already think of some pre-edited videos that we have ready to go, about 2 years worth.
Fire.
Can we make money?
Wait, how do you get the money from YouTube?
They pay out just the way they do with regular content creators. So yeah, they're just trying to dish out some money. And I also imagine too, for anybody, especially like young homies, we get hit up by like young kids or parents raising content creators. How do we go viral? How do we do this? Play into the algorithm right here. Riding with YouTube Shorts might be a good ticket to going viral on YouTube.
Guess what we're doing later today?
YouTube Shorts! All right, so in case you missed it, if you're looking to buy a home, you are not alone. And a recent study shows that 64% of millennials have a huge regret about buying their current home. In fact, every new homeowner had the same regret. They underestimated how much the maintenance expenses and other hidden costs associated with buying and owning a home. Let me tell you something. Whatever goes wrong in your house, it's your responsibility to fix. You can't call the maintenance guy. Can you change the light bulb? Can you do something with the yard? My tree, my roof is my problem.
Get a homeowner's insurance policy.
Oh.
And it will say, I mean, you put a little money up front, but I promise you when that AC goes out, your refrigerator goes out, something will go wrong.
What's a little money up front automatic?
Ours is like $500 a year.
A year.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it sounds like that is a lot, but when something major happens, our water heater went out. This sounds so washed, and I don't care. When our water heater went out, they replaced it immediately.
Fire.
That's what I'm saying.
And that was a couple $1,000. Dude. Yeah. So it paid for itself immediately.
If you sell homeowner's insurance, call us. We would love to endorse you. All right. And by the way, another regret was a big home. A lot of people said they thought they wanted this big house. That just means more to clean.
Dan and I had a big house when we lived in Albuquerque. And that was one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made. We didn't even use half the house. And our payment was ridiculous.
And that's the third regret. Interest rates, payments, overspending on that home. Trust me, just because the bank says you're approved doesn't mean you need to spend every bit of extra income on your house. I hated cleaning it. There weren't enough fabulosa for that house. And by the way, we ended up house poor. We didn't have any money left over to do anything except sit in the house. So hopefully this little advice will help you be smarter than we were. All right, so should I post these up? For
yes.
People? All right, so these tips for house buyers, they are up on our social media. Please follow us. Dana Cortez Show, all social media platforms. And we come back. We got the Daily Dirt. T.I. and his wife, Tiny Harris, are now reportedly under investigation by the LAPD. Remember that whole sexual assault and drugging allegations? We got an update on that coming up after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
May 19th here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. And we got music facts. Automatic, let's go.
In today's birthdays, we got Sam Smith.
Stay with me, 'cause you're all I need.
He's so soulful. I love Sam Smith.
Next on birthdays, we got Marshmello.
I don't know what that man looks like, but I like his little hat.
I actually saw him backstage at a Super Bowl party that I DJed, and he looks like your average, normal, everyday dude.
And that's why he wears the big marshmallow hat.
All right, and the last birthday we have, it is Yo Gotti's birthday.
It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
Remember when we met Yo Gotti at that party in New York and you were afraid I was going to ask him about down in the DM?
I do, and I'm glad you didn't.
I didn't. I was blinded by his Rockefeller chain.
All right, next we're going to go to 1960 when radio DJ Alan Freed and seven others were indicted for taking over $30,000 in bribes to play certain music.
How much was their fine? Did they go to jail?
Well, so this is known as payola, and it still happens within the music industry, and they were fined. Okay, they got $30,000 to play all these records.
Okay.
Guess how much they fined them?
I don't know.
$300.
$300?
I would have kept the $30,000 and kept going.
When was this?
1960. All right, now we're going to 1989 when Chill Rob G releases his debut album, Ride the Rhythm. Who does not remember that song? That song was a huge song. So Snap sampled It's Getting Kind of Hectic from there. And from there, his record label decided, hey, if you're going to use that line, we're going to use that song. And that's where his rap came into this song.
So
they re-released
it as his.
No, it was not planned. They stole that sample from him. And then they were like, you know what? That's a good song. We're going to put our own verse on here.
He better thank them they stole it.
Next, we're going to go to 1995 when The Simpsons aired its Homer Palooza episode. It featured voiceovers from Cypress Hill.
What is that smell?
It smells like Otto's jacket.
So they were the first hip hop act to ever appear on the show.
Cypress Hill?
Yes.
On The Simpsons?
Yes.
That's groundbreaking. I don't know that people understand how big Cypress Hill was for a minute, right? They were one of the biggest groups in the world.
For sure. And since then, there's been a whole bunch of other acts like 50 Cent and some other hip-hop acts that have been on. But yes, Cypress Hill was the first hip-hop act to ever be on The Simpsons.
I want
to
be made into a Simpson character so bad.
That is a life goal.
That's one of my life goals, too.
Can you imagine the Dana Cortez Show on The Simpsons?
Oh!
Oh! And last on this day, May 19th in 1998, DMX releases his debut album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot.
Stop, drop, shut him down, no
Sold 251,000 first week. The album went 4 times platinum. But in all reality, DMX changed hip-hop. It was the shiny suit era of P. Diddy, and DMX came with like a real gritty sound and put out 2 albums in the same year. I mean,
right? And you're talking about in regards to like the content of the album and what he was talking about with the praying and everything like that too.
And the way that his videos looked and just his approach to hip hop.
And also the amount of sales and units that he moved. This was the beginning of his era and it changed music from there on out.
I also think it was an outlet for men. Right, I think men really appreciated DMX because he allowed himself to be vulnerable. He allowed himself to be angry but sad at the same time. Express those emotions that I think too often men are taught to keep inside. He said, I'm going to tell you how I feel because I know you feel the same way.
He was just different than any other hip-hop artist out at the time.
For real. Rest in peace, DMX. All right, that's Music Facts. Catch it at this time again mañana right here. We knew the cash payments were coming. The credit, the child credit payments from the IRS. We finally have a hard date. I'll tell you when you'll get your check, and I'll tell you how to get that money right now inside Hottest Hashtags. My name is Dana Cortez. Welcome to your Wednesday.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, so this is just all over the news. We cannot ignore this anymore. Maricopa County Supervisor Republican Bill Gates has had enough with the lying about the presidential election being stolen.
Hold
Listen
on,
to
hold
this.
On. The guy's name is Bill Gates, too?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. He's the poor Bill Gates.
Okay.
Here's what he has to say about the big lie.
4 out of the 5 members of the Board of Supervisors are Republicans. We recognize that a large percentage of Republicans believe that the election was stolen in 2020 and that Donald Trump actually won. I want to be clear. I believe that Joe Biden won the election. And the reason that I feel confident in saying that, particularly in Maricopa County, is that we overturned every stone. But now it is time to push back on the big lie. We must do this as a member of the Republican Party. We need to do this as a country. Otherwise, we are not going to be able to move forward and have an election in 2022 that we can all believe the results, whatever they may be.
To me, that was the most important thing he said. There's a couple of things. First of all, the big lie is what Republicans that believe in truth are calling this. And at the end, when he said, whatever the results may be, you got to accept them. Look, you don't get a do-over. If you don't like the results, you don't get to just have another election. You lose the game. Let's play again. You lost.
So the Arizona State Fair Circus is over with.
No.
They're still sitting at the Arizona State Fairgrounds?
They're still doing it. They got to move because there's a show coming in. They're moving all of our ballots around all over the place. You got people in there that don't know what they're doing. It's so scary to me. And I just want people to know, as a person of Mexican descent, I did my very best to register as many people as I could to make sure that that man got out of office. Just believe it. Just believe your eyes and ears. You don't get a do-over. Trump lost bigly. That's it. Now we're going to talk a little bit about money. We knew the child cash benefit payments were coming this summer, and now the IRS has finally confirmed a hard date. Roughly 39 million Americans with children will receive anywhere from $250 to $300 per month beginning July 15th. Yay! The monthly benefits will be deposited directly into most families' bank accounts for the rest of the year. No action required from you.
What about new kids?
You have to go to the IRS.gov and update your information. You have a new child.
You're gonna go have a kid.
Oh, you're gonna have a kid?
No, I'm not having.
You
know, now it's like a business investment. It's like now there's like a solid ROI on it, dog.
Hey, just to let you know, this isn't a government program. This is your money that you're getting back early. This is your money that you paid in taxes.
So are we going to have to pay that money back in taxes?
Yes, automatic. Yes, we will.
Yeah, I guess you have to. Everybody's going to have to pay it back.
So your return just goes down a little bit if you get a return. And then finally, Krispy Kreme just released new flavors and a new donut. It's called the dessert donut. They got strawberry, piña colada, key lime, and other flavors that make me think of the beach, man. I don't need this because I'm already 10 pounds overweight.
Krispy, stay in your lane. You guys are like the Tim Duncans, the Larry Fitzgerald of donuts. You know what I'm saying? Solid fundamental. A good glaze is what you
just
do.
Just a plain
stick to
old
it,
glaze
dog.
From Krispy
Maybe
Kreme.
Maybe a little chocolate on top. That's what we need. We don't need you doing this Dutch Bros type of flavoring over here, bro. Let Starbucks do that tricky stuff, dog.
All right. National Day, Anthony A.
So passionate about donuts.
I was going to say, you know more about donuts than the average
you
person.
You sound like the GOP guy. guy Bill Gates screaming at us.
I mean, you could be like Homer Simpson's consultant.
I felt like a little baby rabbit right there. That's sick, dude. All right, no, we have National Juice Slushy Day.
Hey!
Yes, yes, yes.
And shout out to the very underrated slushy in a convenience store. There you know go. You love
there
it.
There we go. Pull there up. We go. And Dana Cortez, what did the cake say to the knife?
Anthony A., what did the cake say to the knife?
Do you want a piece of me? It's National Devil Food Cake Day.
Devil food. Isn't that the chocolate one? Devil's food
yes,
cake?
Yes, devil's food, yes.
That's the chocolate. It's good. I like the angel food cake better.
Oh,
though.
Devil's food cake all day no, over
no, no,
angel
no, no,
food
no,
cake.
No, no, no. So listen to this. If you get an angel food cake, you can put any topping on top and make it taste like chocolate, strawberry, pina colada. You can do anything
I've never
with
had
angel
an angel food cake with chocolate on it.
Well, you could.
Well,
that's
I mean, you could do a lot of things, but it's just not right.
Devil's food is always chocolate. You can't change that. I like options.
And you can put strawberries on it, dog.
Yeah, I like my cake like I like my men. White!
Oh, ah, nice, yeah. Dude. Yes, dude. Yeah,
I'm married to DJ Automatic. What do you want me to say? And over the weekend, my husband Automatic was very afraid because we were on a phone when a man tried to enter my hotel room. We'll talk about what happened when we come back. That's coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
On the flip side of a bromance is a bro breakup. But there's nothing more difficult than telling your homie that he can't be your ride or die no more. So how do you cut off a friend after doing some shady stuff? I don't talk to two dudes.
One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And today's a bit of the bro down, but it's also the homies are encouraged to listen because if we know one thing, girls fight with their girlfriends a lot.
But so do guys.
And yeah, so do guys. And we started talking about this because of the recent interview that came up with Seth Rogen where he said, rightfully so, that he's no longer going to be working with James Franco because of everything that he's going through.
He's a creep.
And
yeah.
Hey, shout out to Seth Rogen for standing up and doing that. We wish you could have done more at a sooner time, but we're not here to talk about that. That, in return, ended one of the biggest romances in the history of cinematography, dog. In the history of film.
Facts.
All right? That struck me as hard as when Kanye and Jay-Z stopped being friends. Remember that, dog? That was tough.
I felt something in the pit of my stomach. It still hurts me.
Dog. But like, everyday people go through this. I had to cut off a homie because he stole my other friend's watch.
Bruh.
Oh,
dog.
Wow.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. And like, I had to act the whole time. Like, he acted like he accidentally picked it up. Oh, it kind of looks like my watch. I'm like, no, dog. There's like a $400 price budget between your watch and the one you grabbed. You know exactly what you did. So I didn't tell him that I was no longer being friends with him. I just asked him if my friend's watch or my other friend was going to go see him.
See, there's so, there's two ways to end a bromance.
Okay.
One is you fight.
Oh.
And that's, you know, that does happen.
That happens, yeah.
The other one is that you just stop talking because there's really no other way to, like, I mean, I personally had some friends where I had to cut them off because of doing some shady stuff, like, you know,
what happened? What was he doing? What was your friend doing? You Automatic?
I lent him some money, and then he said he was going to pay me back. He didn't. And then he asked me for more money, and I told him, I was like, yo, I paid you to stay away from me.
And hey, dog, that's we're gonna close on that one right there. Sometimes you paid him to stay away rather than lending your friend money. Y'all have a beautiful Wednesday. The Dana Cortez Show loves you, man.
I still can't believe that woman faked a wedding to make her ex jealous. Are we that petty, ladies?
Hey, it worked.
It did work, but I just cannot imagine spending money like that. If you've ever planned a wedding, I've been married 3 times, honey. Trust me, I know how much it costs. I'm not dropping dollars like that just to make some fool that I'm not even interested in anymore jealous.
Yeah, that's too much time invested into a lie. That's wild.
A lie.
Like, there's something psychotically wrong with her.
But there's something so good about getting even. So good.
About knowing you made that person feel rotten inside.
Was it a lie or the best prank of all time? I don't know,
but you know what? I think the one who dodged a bullet is the man.
Right. Facts.
All right, thanks for listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. We got more, so tune in and tell a friend. Back with more mañana.